really good win. We need to bounce back. And I thought it was a great team win, especially with Ryan Harrell, who had to pick it up. We knew that RJ, really at 10 o'clock this morning, RJ was not going to play. He's never called us in the middle of the night and said that he was struggling. So my wife went to go get him. And this morning, he did not look like he was going to play. About 11 o'clock, you know, he said he wanted to give it a try. So my hat's off to him because I don't know how he did that. That was amazing. And his teammates were even terrific by picking him up because it's just his presence on the floor helped us. And I look at his number, 13-7-5. I didn't do that when I was healthy and good. So I just showed you the type of player that he really is. And so some guys had to step up and pick it up. And I thought that Kevin Ware did score up a little bit, but I thought the bench came up and was really, really big. And Ryan Harrell just kind of took the game over knowing that his backcourt mate was down. So good win for us. We wake up on Christmas morning, we'll be 7-3. We had two games we felt like we probably should have won, but you know what? I'll take that. This is only our second Division I home game. And to come out of this record with 7-3, we're ecstatic. If you had told me that beforehand, that you would play, you know, 7 out of your first 9 on the road, I would take 7-3 in a heartbeat. So, and we're pretty good in this building here. We're pretty good. So, questions?
Defensively, looked like it was a better effort in the second half. What adjustments did you kind of make in the locker room or towards the beginning of the second half?
Well, I'll be honest with you. We actually thought we played well. We held them to 29 points in the first half. I mean, the difference is they had 11 turnovers. So the field goal percentage looked a lot off, but we knew the shooting percentage would come down. They were either making a shot or they were turning it over towards where we landed up. So what's carried us all year is our defense. I mean, I've been so proud of our defense. And I think before the end of the day, you know, in all the years I've coached, this could be the best defensive team I've ever coached. These guys believe in it. They love getting deflections. So we can have nights like this. Even the Old Dominion game, we were awful. We were absolutely awful with offensively. But our defense kept us in there. And it's done it all year. It's done it all year. It's been on the road. And one great thing, it traveled. So I thought we were really good. That's what I told them at halftime. I said, really, outside 11 steals, and they made a couple shots. And then even at the end, they made a couple shots that were meaningless at that time. So this team is just growing up and getting better.
Is it nice knowing that when you got a guy like Harrell's capable of coming up, when you gotta have it?
Yeah, you know, because we were concerned, and I, you know, even a shoot around, and you know, of course RJ went a shoot around. We said that something, you know, everyone's got to step up, and I think Ryan knew that. And man, I just kind of looked at him and said, you know, I'm really talking to you. So he had to really play well tonight, because you know, if he gets 10, you know, we might be in a little trouble. So. So again, kudos to him because I thought Ryan Harrell was really, really special. We couldn't even get RJ out, and you know, he's taking the IV. We couldn't, you know, I was trying to get him out to start a half, and so, you know, we kept putting him in IVs, and then at the end of the game, he's getting one now. He's one guy who can't lose any more weight. So we'll
Coach,
get him home.
Coach, can you kind of tell us a little bit about what was wrong with RJ?
Well, you know, he had 102 temperature last night, and he woke up and he just looked awful. Mom knew that, and Mom went to go get him, and we tried to get him fluids and get him, you know, some antibiotics and get it in the system, and he just kept wearing down, couldn't eat anything this morning, so I just told him, I said, listen, you know, your health is more important, let's just stay here, and he said, if I don't go to this game, you know, we got some problems, so I want to have a nice Christmas, I want to fight with my son, so we said, I'll let you play, but I do respect what he did. I mean, you guys have no idea how sick he really was, or how sick he is right now, to be honest with you.
You guys are a few days off now before your next game, including the holiday season. And with school being out, probably some more practice time. What are some things you're going to work on now you have some extended time with the guys?
Well, I don't. Every guy's going home right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the hardest part of my job is to tell a kid they got to come back on Christmas. So we got to practice on Christmas because we play on the 27th. And so I don't like that. It's a part of this business that I can't stand because I think every kid should be with their family. So, but that's part of it. You know, it's part of what we do. So we'll get back here Christmas, and then we leave that next morning to go play Green Bay. So we won't have a lot of prep time for that game. But we'll want to compete, and we'll have ourselves ready.
It's going to be nice for you, Coach, to see Green Bay again. I know you do it in conference sometimes, but, I mean, you get to see them again.
Well, my first job was in the state of Wisconsin, and so I know how cold it's going to be. So my guys don't, so I told them it's going to be about 56 degrees. It could be below 56 degrees. Zero. So
tell them it's 56.
Yeah, we didn't say 56. But again, you know what's great about this team that I don't have to worry, and that's why I love coaching this group. We're gonna show up defensively. I don't know what's gonna happen offensively, but I know what we're gonna do defensively. And when you can do that, you give yourself a chance to win every night.
Tell us kind of about RJ. He had 7 assists too. He, you know, besides his sickness, he was still distributing the ball.
Well, one of the things I just told him, he tried to see if he can get that his shot going early. He missed his first two shots. And so I just said, listen, just drive the ball. You know, be more of a decoy in this game. You know, drop it off. You know, they're going to run at you anyway. And so he said, again, people talk about RJ the way he should. He is one of the best passers that you'll ever find. And that's one of the things people don't talk about. But and his assist led to us. And then that line that he has with the minutes that he played and that illness is a great thing. So, but all of our guys, we got some tough kids. So, Ryan Harrell really picked it up and do that. So, hopefully get him better, let him rest up a little bit and get him ready so he can play on Saturday.